Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ, and studio with me right now is Eldon from Sonny's Barbecue of Pensacola. Welcome back to the show.
Morning.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I love that intro music. That was nice. High energy.
Absolutely.
Great for this.
It's Friday.
Fall day. It's Fringe Friday.
Absolutely.
It's Fringe Friday. Got the Fringe shirt on, having a little fun, rocking the cowboy hat, and got the red shoes on.
Yep. You look great, as always.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, and it's very close to these News Radio Red, too. I mean, it's pretty close. Pretty close.
We'll put you to work.
I mean, I am working. I'm already here working. So awesome. Glad to be here again. Beautiful fall weather again, and it's a great time for some barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about your locations.
Yeah, so we have four locations here serving the Pensacola community. We'll start with the Pace location. I consider that part of Pensacola. I mean, so many people live and commute back and forth. So Pace location in front of the Lowe's. Then we have our 9th Avenue location located there on 9th Avenue behind the AutoZone close to the airport. Our Shelley Road location just south of I-10 off of Pine Forest Road. And then our Navy Boulevard location on Navy Boulevard right at the end of Highway 98 right there. Close to the NAS and Corey Station. So, yeah, we've got four lovely locations to serve you. Our Q crew, as we like to say, smoking up some slow smoke barbecue every day. Serve it hot and fresh, ready for you to enjoy a good meal.
Absolutely. Yep. Sonny's has some great dining options, but you also cater?
We do catering, yes, sir. Absolutely. We lots of catering, weddings, corporate events, lunches, big parties, soirees, as they say. Did an event this past Monday with Autism Pensacola. They had their bingo with besties. And so they did it at the Museum of Commerce. It was a great time. Miss Mary Donovan McClellan, she is the executive director, I believe, is her official title. And so we served a little Sonny's banana pudding and some fancy champagne glasses. So it was good time. Pensacola Aviators rugby team was out there helping to serve drinks and helping to serve the banana pudding as well. So we had a great time. Probably 100 plus people, maybe 150 people there playing bingo. So it was a great time. So we anything from prime rib to meatballs to fancy banana pudding in cups, because we want to have a little bit of fun. So we're here to serve you and do what you need to have a great event or a great party.
Yeah, catering is great for any event. Like you said, we have some football season. We're in the middle of that. We have Thanksgiving coming up, holidays coming up.
We fed the crew here at ADX.
That was fantastic. Thank you.
Last week, I believe, is what it was. So, yeah, brought a little barbecue to the crew here and had some green beans. Special request from Miss Tasca. Miss Tasca is a big fan of the green beans, so we made sure to have those included this time. So, yeah, office parties, big events, tailgates. Matter of fact, we're actually doing a tailgate giveaway. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
You can win a tailgate for 20, I believe is what it is, with our head pitmaster. So you can be invited to have a tailgate with our head pitmaster. I believe they got four or five more games that they're going to be setting up at. One notable game is going to be the FSU Florida game. So they'll be set. Sonny's headquarters will be setting up with the head pitmaster there to serve a little slow smoke barbecue.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how much notice do you need for catering?
Typically, we ask about 72 hours. I mean, obviously, life happens and different things happen. You know, sometimes, you know, we try to accommodate as much as we possibly can. But ideally, 72 hours to get you set up and get it staffed. And you know, slow smoke barbecue takes time. That's just the reality of it. So, you know, we're loading the smokers the night before. And, you know, so we just need to have a little bit extra time to have it prepared. You know, 20, 30 people, you know, we can normally jump on that and get that knocked out. But ideally 72 hours to make sure that we got everybody fed, everybody's there on time, all the moving parts, right? You know, so ideally 72 hours. You can always put in an online order in, you know, for your 20, 30 person catering. You got to feed an office. I had a call there earlier this week for about 60 people, and then somebody had canceled on them, so we jumped on it, knocked it out, and took care of them. So we're always here to help and try to serve our community as best as we can. So, but that 72-hour mark is a sweet spot.
All right.
As far in advance as you like. I mean, we do a lot of weddings. We schedule those out, you know, sometimes a year, 18 months out. You know, so we can schedule them out as far as you want also. So
if they have holiday parties coming up, now's a good time to get it on the calendar, right?
Holiday parties coming up, good time to get on the calendar. Their dates are booking up. They our 9th Avenue location can host up to 40 people there. So no charge for the room. So the room is available without any additional charge, just the food costs and, you know, take care of the servers and all that. But you get some slow smoke barbecue and right there and in-house. So 40 people easily hosted there. And then our Navy Boulevard location, we can host up to 75. And so same scenario there. So we can do anything from, you know, our traditional pulled pork, meatballs, appetizers, and then also we even do prime rib. I think I mentioned it earlier, but people just don't know that Sonny's does prime ribs. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit, as they say.
Nice. You also cater to dietary restrictions?
We do. I mean, we try to make accommodations there. You know, we get requests for, you know, especially office caterings, lunches, things of that nature. You know, people want, you know, vegan options or gluten-free options. Depending on the scenario, sometimes we'll, you know, add some extra veg, you know, salads, you know, make sure we're accommodating to people who have those special needs. So we do try to be as flexible as possible. I know we were known for slow smoke barbecue, but we want to be known even more for our hospitality and caring for our customers.
So it sounds like you also customize your menu.
We do. We actually do. You know, so in the catering side of our business, we do some things outside of just the traditional menu. So we do mashed potatoes. We do taco bars. We do mac and cheese bars. Sliced brisket off, you know, off the line. So we do a number of different things that we don't just do in store. So we have other options in addition to what our traditional menu is that you would come in, dine in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about delivery and setup for the events that you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do. So with catering, we kind of do catering three ways. You can kind of, you can pick up. So, you know, at your convenience, you schedule your time. Hey, we need to, you know, pick up 20 pounds, enough for, you know, 20 sandwiches. So we schedule it. You come pick it up. We'll have it ready for you to go out the door. Your teas and sides and everything. You take it and almost do like a self-service. So we do a, and then secondly, we do a drop-off service. So we'll bring it to you. Depending on what it is, there's a fee to it, you know, to, depending on the distance from the store. We try to, you know, work between the stores to make it as budget friendly as possible. So, you know, we'll do that delivery and drop it off, set it up nicely for you, make sure you're good to go. And then our full setup and serve, where we actually bring out staff, we'll actually do the setup, do the serving, do the cleanup. So full service, you know, start to finish, we'll take care of everything. And, yeah, make it as easy as possible on the people that you're serving. So one notable that just popped in my head, because thinking of something next week, United Way, we did their annual banquet. And I know Brent and Mel were there, and, you know, I think a few other people from ADX were there as well. And, you know, we served about 200, 225 people in roughly about 45 minutes. We had double lines and, you know, I want to say we pushed everybody through, but they pushed themselves through because they were hungry, as they say.
So, that's awesome.
You know, we can get people fed, and we try to work with the organizers of events to, you know, accommodate their needs, you know, when they have different scenarios, to make sure that everything is as good as possible for what they want and what they vision for their event.
Yeah. So you can do small meetings like you had here at ADX, or you can do massive luncheons like you just said.
Next week we are actually doing a tailgate, and it's a little outside of our local market here, but we're doing a tailgating event with USA Football, and I believe it is 4,200 people we will be feeding next Tuesday night for a football game. So it's going to be quite the event. You know, we got people coming from our Fort Walton store, Pensacola stores, and also Mobile stores all coming together to make sure we feed those 4,200 people in a timely manner, and all the things go off without a hitch. So, you know, I say 10 to 10,000. I still haven't gotten to that 10,000 number yet, you know. So if somebody's got a 10,000 person caterer you need to take care of, call me. I'd love to help you. But, yeah, so no matter the size of the party, we can help you. 10 people, 10,000 people, we'd love to serve you and give you some good slow smoke barbecue and get everybody fed.
Sounds good. You were talking about events. Tell me about the steak cook-off coming up.
Yeah, tonight we got this Arrogant Steak Cook-Off. We'll be out there. I'll be out there. And we're going to be serving some steaks. So Winn-Dixie is the sponsor of that. We'll be using some of our Sunny seasonings for our personal seasonings for our steaks. So hope to have a good turnout on our, you know, for our team. I think there's going to be 20 teams, I believe is what it is. So I'm not 100% sure if they're sold out or not, but you can check out Seville Rotary to probably, you know, see if they have tickets available or if they may be selling them at the door. Should be a good time. I think they're expecting 500 or 600 people. So should be a good turnout and a good time, and some celebrity judges. So should be a great evening. This afternoon, we actually have a First Responders Day with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to leave here, go get the food truck, and go down to the Chamber of Commerce. And we got a team at the store loading up the truck and getting ready to go. And we're going to feed a whole bunch of first responders, sheriff, you know, the fire chief, the EMS people. And so we're going to have a great afternoon this afternoon.
And they all eat free, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. The Chamber's picking up the tab for that as a community event. And so, yeah, they if you're listening and you're an officer or EMS or fireperson, come on down to the Pensacola Chamber down on, I believe it's Main Street where it's at, right across from Everman's grocery store.
You said it's at their office?
Yep.
Garden Street and whatever that cross street is.
Yeah, I can't remember, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Across the street from Everman's in the back parking lot. That's the easiest way I know. I'm a landmark person. You give landmarks, it's easier. So, but that'll be a great event. And then tomorrow, we actually are going to be a part of the See No Limits Fishing Rodeo. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they've got several people, a lot of people registered for that. And so that's going to be a good time out behind the Wahoo Stadium, back at the amphitheater back there. They're going to be set up. There has been donated a bunch of fishing poles. We'll be doing the barbecue sandwiches for the event. And then also after that, there is the FSU Auburn baseball game. So that is going to be a big deal. We're setting up with the catering folks. So at the Wahoos, we'll have the food truck out there also serving starting at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. when they close. We'll have concessions inside also. So you can get some slow smoke barbecue, some barbecue beans and coleslaw outside of the stadium and inside of the stadium.
So you feeding the FSU fans or the Auburn fans? Which one?
Come on, come all, come hungry for some slow smoke barbecue. I was literally thinking this morning, I hope nobody asked me which team we're pulling for. So I know the boss will be pulling for Auburn. I know some of our managers will be pulling for FSU. So one thing I hope that we do have is a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then also we have UWF football on Saturday night. So it is the homecoming game. So it's going to be a packed crowd. It's going to be a good time. Going to have some fun. I might ride the schooler around a little bit. And I got some koozies to pass out. Some green Sunnies koozies to match the UWF colors.
So, nice.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. And something we do at the UWF football game too. And we do it at Wahoo's also. Is part of our partnership with them. We actually throw out pigs and chickens. So at the football game tonight, when they announce the dance for Sunnies, you could possibly win a free plate of pulled pork or a pulled chicken plate. And so they throw little foam stress ball chickens and pigs out to the crowd. And so you if you catch one of those, you get a free barbecue meal. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what else do you have coming up?
I know that I'll think of it, United Way, Day of Caring is next Friday. So that's, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities with United Way and, you know, we're going to be a part of that and feeding some volunteers and possibly attending some of the events at, you know, different locations. So that's something to look into. If you want to go to their Facebook page, I'm sure you can get that information. Miss Mary, she sent me the link for all the, and I just don't have the link. So, but I'm sure it's available on their website as well. So, prize yourself some volunteer opportunities for the Day of Caring, and help our community. That's what it's all about. You just, you know, supporting the people that are here to support us. And, you know, for times when hurricanes come, right? You know, so, you know, obviously we lucked out. I don't want to say, but our fellow Floridians down in the Central Florida area, not so much, you know, so a community is important all the time, but especially in those situations. So thoughts and prayers for sure with all the people,
absolutely,
you know, in the path of Milton. And then also the other one that had so much devastation last week with in the Carolinas and Tennessee, you know, those just horrible to see that, you know. So we were working on a couple things to help support those communities as well as Sunny's and here locally. So
if people are looking to put together an event, are they able to do that at Sunny's locations?
Yeah, so we actually do. So we do host Spirit Nights. Actually, I was just at a Spirit Night last night with Beulah Academy of Sciences, and had the cheer team come over for a Spirit Day. So we donate 20% back to any nonprofit organization that wants to organize. So if you have a youth group, a school PTA, a football team, a baseball team, any athletic team, nonprofits, you know, we donate 20% back of any sales allocated to your supporters. So that can be dine-in sales, online order sales, drive-through sales, or to-go sales. So, and we give that back to the organization so they can continue their mission and keep fighting the good fight of building community, right? So
absolutely.
There we have a couple other fundraising options as well. We do what we call a big deal fundraiser. It's a digital fundraiser that people can actually sell gift certificates for big deals. It's all digital. So, you know, you can go to a business and they can buy 10 for their employees. They all get unique coupon codes. It's pretty easy way to raise money. So, and that works out to, I think, like almost 27% on that give back, just the way the digital fundraiser works. So some opportunities to do that. And obviously, you know, if you have an event, a gala, you know, anything like that, and you need some catering, we try to work with those situations as well to help some of the bigger fundraising initiatives. The whole reason why the cowboy hat started was because we were a part of the Favor House fundraiser back in, I want to say May. I believe it was in May. Mr. Brent Lane was emceeing, and we wound up raising over $100,000 at that event. I say we. I mean, we participated. Mm-hmm. We actually sampled prime rib there, you know, because I was like, hey, 400 people, we need to let them know that we do prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so those types of things we try to support as well and be a part of the community in that bigger picture. So
nice. Yeah. Holidays are coming up. People can get gift cards from Sunny's as well.
Yep. And then actually Sunny's has a corporate initiative where we do a bonus bucks. You know, so starting right around Thanksgiving, we are actually going to initiate the bonus bucks program. And so for every $25 gift certificate that you buy, you get a $5 gift certificate in addition to that. And so you're looking to, you know, buy your employees or a whole bunch of people some gift cards. You know they love barbecue, and Sunny's is the place to send them. So we can help you out. You want to buy a whole bunch of them, you want to buy one. We can... One or 10,000, however many you would like to buy, we can help accommodate and get your employees some food that they're going to love. So, yep, absolutely.
So I noticed that you also have a rewards program. People can access that through the app.
Yeah, we do. Yep. So we have an app. You can actually download the app in our your either Google Play Store or your Apple Store. So just search Sunny's Barbecue. We're always rolling out rewards. We actually just implemented a point system in our app. So we have partnered with an organization called Thanks. And this is kind of exciting, actually. So there are every week rolling out new promos. So you can, you know, I think we're doing 3x points, or we just did 3x points, you know. So you can, you know, you go to some of the other locations where you like to stack up points and get some extra rewards for being a valued customer. So you can do that at Sunny's now. So yeah, go to your app store, Google or iStore and Apple Store. I'm an Android guy, and I'll say the right thing. You know, and you can download that app. Just search sunnysbarbecue.com. You can start collecting rewards, and part of that is free barbecue on your birthday. Get a free big deal on your birthday. So if you got a birthday coming up, definitely go download the app. You can get a free meal at Sunny's Barbecue.
So what can they get with the points that they're accumulating?
Just a number of different things. So, you know, sometimes it just depends on how, you know, they have a menu, so you can get you know, a free tea, a free pulled pork sandwich, you know. So they're, and then they're working on building some higher tiers. There's been some talk about potentially somebody went in a schooler. It's been in the talks, so who knows? Nice. That has been mentioned a time or two, so that may wind up happening. And speaking of schoolers, I mean, I did win the schooler.
Did you?
I won it at the Sunnies convention. Wow. In a raffle, believe it or not, I won it. But we do have a giveaway to get done. I see the time ticking down on us.
We have 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes left.
How would you like
left
to do this?
Oh, goodness. Let's be quick. All right. So we're giving away a family feast again with a gallon of sweet tea. So the first person to text into the line, Sunnies, is going to be the winner.
Okay.
We're short on time, and we need to get this winner and get them announced.
Sounds good. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Type in
Sunnies.
All right.
And we're going to get that winner real quick for that family feast. And that's a great way to feed a family. We have those available all the time. You can do those online, schedule them to pick them up. So just real quick again, we do have those four locations, the one in Pace, Florida, right in front of the Lowe's, our Shelley Road location just south of the interstate on Pine Forest Road, off of Pine Forest Road, our 9th Avenue location right there by the airport behind the AutoZone, and our Navy Boulevard location. That is on Navy Boulevard at the end of Highway 98, real close to Navy, the Navy base. I'll say it right.
Okay.
Do we have a winner?
We do have a winner. I'm just waiting for the name.
All right. Waiting on the name?
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on the name.
Waiting on the name. So tell me about Sunny's brand ambassadors while we wait.
Sunny's brand ambassadors. Well, I mean, we hope that every customer is a brand ambassador. You know, I mean, we... Sunny's been around for a long, long time and, you know, serving the community. We've been here in the local community for almost 40 years, you know, serving the community, just trying to shine a spotlight of all the things that Sunny's has done over the years and continue to do those and find opportunities to help serve our community or in a bigger community in a bigger fashion. So, you know, we hope to make every single person a brand ambassador for Sunny's.
Okay. The winner's name is Dan Gray.
Dan Gray. Congratulations, mm-hmm. sir. They have your prize here at Miss Front Desk Tina.
All right, so stop by the Cat Country ADX Studios on Plantation Road. We'll have that for you.
Sounds good. All right, well, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening to the Always Sunny Show. It's been a great time. Appreciate you being here with, or I guess I'm here with you, PJ. But it's been a pleasure,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, great to see you, Eldon.
Come see us at Sunny's, and y'all have a great weekend.
Have a great day.